Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, speaking with my colleague Peter Husey of the Hudson Institute about the intention, says the Kremlin, to deploy tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus and the dictator Lukashenko. The answer is complicated on the basis of previous history of the Russian Federation under Boris Yeltsin and tactical nuclear weapons and their use on the battlefield from Russia's point of view. Here's Peter.
This is all part of a using nuclear weapons for coercion and blackmail, create high uncertainty in the West, engage in totally reckless rhetoric, and you've seen this one from Putin for a year and a half, in the hopes that the United States and its allies stand down. The issue here is uncertainty breeds miscalculation, and miscalculation can be an oops. And if this is an oops with nuclear weapons, we're in a total different kettle of fish, John, than we would be if it was, you remember the missile that went from Ukraine over Poland, and there was worry whether it was a Russian missile or a Ukraine missile. This is why this is so dangerous. And it's uncertain where Mr. Putin's going with this. But if you go back to 1999, when Yeltsin says, give me battlefield nuclear weapons I can use in a conflict on the battlefield to push the other guys to stop fighting and to stand down so we can win conventionally and we don't have to go nuclear, because they were worried about their capability conventionally to stand up to what they saw in the United States, Desert Storm, and then you saw the break takedown of the Taliban and the takedown of Saddam and under the Bush administration. So, John, that's where this is all coming from. And the question is, how reckless do you think they are, and how much of it do we think is a bluff? And otherwise, the administration has said, we say no movement of Russian nukes. We don't see any reason to change our posture. A number of the officials have said, if even if attacked with nuclear weapons, we will respond with better conventional weapons. But that's down the road. So the question is, we're very basically behind the eight ball when it comes to nuclear weapons in Europe. We have gravity bombs on fighter planes in a variety of places in Europe. And Mr. Putin is playing the game of, well, if you have weapons outside of the United States, we'll have weapons outside of Russia. They have them already in the Iskander missiles in Kaliningrad, and they could very well be at some point nuclear armed. They're within minutes of the capital of Poland. So, John, that's where we are.
I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.